This podcast replay is brought to you by Craig Zinn's Acura Pembroke Pines. Visit the number one volume Acura dealership in the Southeast United States 12 years in a row at 15601 Pines Boulevard in Pembroke Pines.
Right, all right. There he is. How you feeling, man? You feeling tired?
I'm more stunned and shocked than anything. I mean, after a year's worth of Acura Pembroke Pines reports and to see where this team is right now, didn't see this coming, couldn't have seen this coming. And yet I sort of just wrote a column right now. Maybe we all undersold the ability of this team to shock us by making it about more than just talent, Big O, by making it about culture and system and all those little words that I know you put aside. But at the end of the day, it means something, because when you watch the whining and groveling Boston Celtics grasping for anything, Big O, who's more talented? The Celtics. Who has more All-Stars? The Celtics. Who has more All-NBA talent? The Celtics. So it has to be about more than that, because there's a lot of talent sitting on the sidelines right now while the Miami Heat play on.
No, there's no doubt. And I don't cast that aside at all, anything about culture or anything like that. But I'm also not going to just lay it all that simple, too. Breaks have happened, and you've taken advantage of them. The injury to Giannis opened up the door for you right from the get-go, and you kicked the door down, and you took advantage of that moment. And then the Knicks are frauds. So you got a break there, because they're really not that good.
Instead of the Cavaliers, right. The Cavaliers would have been the tougher series if they had beaten the Knicks in the first round, sure.
Right, but because you're so fundamentally sound, because you have the best coach on the planet, you're going to have a chance against teams that are your equal anyways, and you're going to have a fighting chance against teams that are even superior to you. So when you run into the Knicks, you get a break there. That's nothing. And then now, here, you got a Joe Mazzulla who... You know, I'm not telling you every young coach is not a good thing to do this, because Steve Kerr was young when they threw him into the Warriors, and
Spo was young.
Spo was young, but those guys, see, the difference between those two and Mazzulla, I think Spo was like, he was nurtured. He was really brought along, you know, through two coaches. And he finally kind of got a long time to develop under these guys. And then Kerr was already around championship teams in the Spurs and the Bulls. So he was already around big moments and big teams and stars and all that. And so I kind of, in a way, as much as we people pick on Mazzulla, and we should or whatever, and have some fun with it, I kind of feel bad for him, Ira, because this is a really difficult situation to throw a young, inexperienced coach in there, and then you're going up against, you know, Spo, who's running circles around you, bro. You know, it's just, it's kind of tough. And so Miami has had several breaks here. And then the other thing that we're finding out, that's kind of part of this whole existence of the Celtics, they've been underachievers the entire time. It's kind of what they've been. As talented as they are, we kind of have seen these moments from them and from Tatum and all these guys and Jaylen Brown. And we always wonder what's wrong with the dynamic. And Bomani Jones had a very good point I saw the other day, that the shit we're watching with the Celtics has gone on with three different coaches. So it's not just a Mazzulla thing. This you know, this Copperfield act has gone on with the other two coaches before them. So it's kind of something that, I don't know, there's something wrong with that team. So, yes, the Heat have the foundational approach, the culture, all of that, but they've also kind of been given a path that's very beatable for them, and they've been able to take advantage of it.
And look, and there's certainly something to that, but like you said, there's also the matter.
Right. Unlike the Panthers. In other words, who have had three brutal tests. I mean, three brutal tests. In fact, all three of those teams, I could argue, are better than any of the teams they've played.
You know what? I'm gonna respectfully disagree with you for this reason. The Heat didn't go against Giannis in 2.5 of the 5 games. The Bruins were without Patrice Bergeron for most of that series, one of their leading men. Similar there. Second round, the Heat got their preferred opponent, the better matchup in the Knicks, instead of playing the Cavaliers. Think about this, Big O. The Maple Leafs in the first round played Tampa Bay. Would you have felt as confident against a Tampa Bay team that humiliated the Panthers in their second round last year? So,
Ira, Vegas picked Toronto to win the cup.
Okay, but what I'm saying is,
once you knocked out the Bruins, they picked Toronto.
But for the Panthers to get past the team,
to win the title.
Tampa is in the Panthers' heads. That was no longer a roadblock. They got the preferred matchup from a foundational standpoint for them. So you can look at the parallels there also. It's not necessarily that different either in that case. You know, in Carolina.
Then again, you picked Tyler over Verhaeghe, so I'm not surprised you've gone this path. Like, I don't even know where the fuck you got the insanity to pick Tyler over Carter Verhaeghe, a guy that's been a stud two straight years, healthy the entire time, and playoff performance. Meanwhile, Tyler Hero's on the side hanging out with his IG girlfriend. So I'm not surprised you've gone this path, my brother.
Nah, I see similar paths. I think the paths are more similar.
You still think Tyler over Carter Verhaeghe? You still think that?
I have no idea where you're coming from. What are you talking about here?
I asked you a couple weeks ago, who's the best third wheel, Tyler or Carter Verhaeghe? You had the insanity of telling me Tyler Hero over Carter Verhaeghe. You said that on the show. I asked you that.
And you know what? You can be a different kind of third wheel. And I'm going to tell you this now.
Oh, God.
Tyler Hero.
Is that how you're going to do it?
In this starting lineup, might not have worked as well. But Tyler Hero back in his sixth man role was as solid as any Heat player has been in that role in years.
Tyler Hero's BBs haven't dropped compared to Carter Verhaeghe. Are you out of your mind, Ira?
No, I'm quite rational, and I'm talking about the NBA's 2022 Sixth Man of the Year award winner.
And was he in the playoffs? Who gives a shit about Sixth Man award? I need somebody that can actually be durable and be in the playoffs for me. Has Tyler done that the last 2 years? Or has Carter Verhaeghe done that the last 2 years? And by the way, performed at a high level in the playoffs.
Yeah, I just think that some of this notion of the Heat better off with Tyler Hero and not there. Let's also understand the path he took to get here.
I'm going to respectfully
disagree. Respectfully.
God. Anyway. All right. So has this team given up, by the way, the Celtics?
You know, it's really interesting because, Big O, when you say, is the Celtics given up, I think that is unfair and insulting to the Miami Heat. Don't you also make someone give up? Don't you force someone to capitulate? So what I'm saying is, instead of the notion, and you know this, Big O, because I know you have some of the national shows in the background, you watch them after. The thing I can't stand about the playoffs where they stand right now is this. Not that the Nuggets are winning the other series, the Lakers are losing it. Not that the Heat are winning this series, the Celtics are losing it. Let's give some credit to the teams that are imposing their will. Something you and I spoke about at the top of our Acura Pembroke Pines report here. So yes, are the Celtics cowering? Are they teetering? Yes, but why? Because of the Miami Heat. Are the Lakers being humiliated? But why? Because of the Denver Nuggets. Because players like Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray and Bam Adebayo and Jimmy Butler and a bunch of supporting casts are making the other teams look bad. This whole notion that because everyone wanted Lakers Celtics number 17 or whatever the number is, that if something else happened, it was those teams losing more than the other teams winning. The Miami Heat right now are playing great basketball. And that exhibition last night at the Kaseya Center, say what you want about the Celtics or not, I would put the Miami Heat's effort last night against any team in the NBA, be it the Nuggets, be it the Lakers, be it the Warriors, be it the Bucks with Giannis. The Heat, the way they played last night, even if the Bucks had a healthy Giannis, would have been right there with them also. They're simply hitting their stride at the right time. So instead of saying, are the Celtics capitulating or giving in? It's the force that makes you do that, that the Heat are showing right now.
Well, that was my point. That was my point, that the Celtics are giving up because their will has been broken by the Heat.
Yes, yes. And I would say that they're not being quitters as they're being labeled, that they're being forced into submission. They're in a submission hold. It's literally you're waiting for them to tap out. Like, okay, enough, call uncle or whatever. That's what the Heat's doing. It is shocking, but it is in the moment and it is real right now.
Caleb Martin is maybe the one guy out of all the role players that could be elevating himself to maybe a little bit more than just a key role player.
Well, yeah, he was a starter most of the season. Until Kevin Love showed up, he was a starter, so he did elevate himself. One thing, Big O, we talk about Heat bad contracts. Let's be honest. You and I have done this over the year. Mm-hmm. Caleb Martin, 3 years at $20.4 million, might be the best contract in the NBA this side of Austin Reeves. I mean, what they've done with that. And so all this talk about they let P.J. Tucker go, they wouldn't spend the money, they wouldn't get hard capped. Which would you rather have right now?
Which is all true, by the way.
Yes. 10 years younger, $10 million cheaper, helps on the books against whatever you want to say, but it's just a value deal. So you have to look at that also. Now, the question is, what do you do with Gabe Vincent and Max Strus during the offseason? But the one thing we've heard consistently, Big O, you know this. You've been doing this now for decades with the Heat. We always hear that Mickey Arison is willing to pay for a champion, willing to pay for a winner. It's going to be fascinating if the Heat win a championship and Gabe Vincent goes in there and gets an outside huge offer, would the Heat match it? They don't have to match. It's not unrestricted free agency. But would the Heat do that? Same thing with Max Strus. And that's where it gets a little bit interesting. Because in the moment right now, the Heat are playing like a great team. But Orlando Alzagheri, are the Heat a great team? So just like you told me when they brought back the team from last season, oh, they made a mistake, it was too much. This is what they're going to have to do. Do you live in the moment? Do you look to the future? But you know what, Big O? I'm going to do plenty more, apparently, Accurate Pembroke Pines reports with you until the Heat's playoff run is over. So we'll put that off for the moment. But right now, everyone on this roster is earning their keep. You know what? Maybe not to the price points, but even Kyle Lowry and Duncan Robinson.
Oh, no. I mean, listen, the Caleb contract is a fantastic contract. There's a whole bunch of bad contracts out there on the team. Lowry's one of them. Duncan's one of them. Obviously, we all know that. But the Duncan thing has kind of changed because the work he's put in to play off the ball, the assists, you know, those kind of things now, he has now increased his trade value, whereas you couldn't trade Duncan Robinson for the last year. After becoming one of the best shooters, he got kind of exposed for being limited. Well, now he's showcasing that he's not so limited, so Miami could open up some cap space by getting rid of Duncan. So Duncan is doing something besides helping you. He's also increasing his trade value.
Or you can keep him and see even more of a gain in his games. You know what? Ascension is not always straight up. Sometimes there's dips and dives. The concern with Duncan was obviously the defense. Well, the Celtics have not been able to find a way to manipulate. And they've some pretty damn good scorers when they do try to call him out in the pick and roll. But Eric Spoelstra with his zone and gimmick defenses and junk defenses has found a way around that. Duncan has never stopped working. Again, the one notion I hate in sports is this, that a player gets his money and just goes off into the sunset and just says, I got paid, I don't care. There are maybe a few examples of that, but the examples I've seen on the Heat, Duncan Robinson has continued to work relentlessly. This season, the shooting coach Rob Fodor was around more. He's been working with Rob. He's been working on his game. Duncan Robinson did not sit there and saying, I got paid, I'm done. I don't think that's happened with Bam Adebayo. He's grown his game. I think Tyler Hero will be the same way. He'll want to make a statement with what he earns. That's all you want. When you invest in a player, you want a player to continue to invest in himself. The Heat get those kind of players. If they pay Gabe Vincent, he'll get better. If they pay Max Strus, he'll get better. Because that's who those people are, just like Duncan, to his credit.
Yeah, no doubt. And by the way, you were talking about Mickey will pay for a championship. Here's the funny part. They cut corners this year. So if they go winning a championship, it's Eric Spoelstra making the most out of less that you gave him.
You know what? Did they cut corners this year, or did they
Well, they could have brought P.J. Tucker back.
Okay, and where's P.J. Tucker now? Hello. Hi, where's P.J. Tucker?
P.J. Tucker would be here advancing to the finals.
And Caleb Martin wouldn't, because you could not bring them both back. It was impossible.
You pay the tax.
No. Big O, that's where everyone's gotten it wrong. That has nothing to do with the tax. If you paid P.J. Tucker and gave him your mid-level, you could not have given Caleb Martin more than the minimum. No, you could not have done that once you paid a full mid-level to Caleb, to P.J. Tucker. It was impossible for the Heat to bring them both back. The only way you could have brought Caleb Martin back was for him to take the minimum this year and agree to a deal down the road. There's a lot of little arcane rules in here.
They couldn't have moved somebody else to accommodate.
No, because this, he didn't have the bird rights to get the kind of money he got with the exception they gave him. So no, that any manipulation, they would have had to fall below the, they would have had to like trade Bam or Jimmy to get below the tax. So there's other factors in play. So you know what I'm saying is this. Look, we have said stuff during the course of the year, but let's cycle back to where we are right now. On May 22nd, 2023. Big O, everything has worked. It just has worked.
Oh, no, hey, Ira, it's worked because they have the best coach in the league. It hasn't worked because the front office has gone all out.
It doesn't matter how you get here.
The front office has cut corners and has made terrible decisions, but Spoelstra makes up for all the fuck-ups above him.
See, My thought is this.
I know you're not going to do it. I know ain't nobody on the beat's going to do it, but I don't give a shit. And to me, it doesn't matter whether I'm on the beat or not. I'm going to say it like it is. The Heat have done a whole bunch of screw-ups, and that guy that coaches makes up for all your screw-ups and makes it better than what it really is. You give him Whiteside and Johnson and Johnson, and the guy goes 31-10 and beats the damn Warriors. This guy is a, as I've told you all year, the guy that really is saving their ass constantly is Eric Spoelstra. Not Pat Riley, not Mickey Arison, because they screw up a lot. It's Eric Spoelstra, the one that's bailing the shit out of this Heat team all the time.
And on May 22nd, based on where they stand,
he has to make more out of Duncan. And it took him a while, like he talked about those 10 months of the guy working and all that. But there you go. There's Duncan.
You can look at the Panthers, and you would have told me almost this entire season that Sergei Bobrovsky contract was awful. And when the Lion King...
It's still awful.
And when the Lion King came on and was playing so well, Alex Lyon, we said it was even worse. But again, this is, like Eric Spoelstra would say, a result-driven league. And no matter how you get from point A to point Z, if you're at point Z in the best possible place, which the Heat are right now, everything gets cleansed and everything is fine. And Duncan's providing a payoff. And Kyle Lowry's had huge playoff games. And you know what? Big O, I think it's insulting to Duncan Robinson to say that he's come around just because of Eric Spoelstra. Like you just said, he's worked his ass off. And I think it's insulting to Kyle Lowry to say he's made contributions.
I think everybody's better because of Spoelstra, my man.
Okay.
Every single damn player on this.
There's two elements, but there's also the player element in there also. And Kyle Lowry, after 6 weeks off of that knee injury, worked his butt off so that when the games mean the most, a championship-level point guard has had huge games against the Bucks, against the Knicks, and in the series against the Celtics. So at the end of the day, it doesn't matter how you get somewhere. It matters that you get somewhere. And you know what? If there is a parade down Biscayne Boulevard, and I'm getting way ahead of myself, Big O, so I apologize, but if there is, there's not going to be a bad contract float and a good contract float. It's going to be a lot of guys leaving and throwing confetti.
I get it. There's no doubt. Now, Denver's at another level, by the way. That's just
so is Boston.
Now if Spo can beat Denver, you better give him a 30-year contract extension.
He'll get what he wants. He gets what he wants. He has personnel control. He has the working relationship. But you know what? Sometimes it's about more money and ego and status. It's being in a place where you can work through the foibles. That when you and I were doing our Accurate Pembroke Pines report and you were looking at your chat board on YouTube and everyone wanted to fire Eric Spoelstra, let's be honest, Big O, in January, February, and March, no, not you, but I'm saying some of your listeners, our loyal listeners out there in the Big O show were saying that, it never was a question because the Heat stand by their man. And you see the difference. I wrote it Sunday in the Sun Sentinel. Greg Popovich, Eric Spoelstra, through the good times and through the bad times. Stan Van Gundy pointed it out. Before the Heat went to the finals in the 2020 bubble, the Miami Heat missed the playoffs three of the previous 5 years. How many coaches survive missing playoffs three out of 5 years? It's institutional. So Big O, as a matter of fact, I'm going to give you a perfect example here, Big O. There might have been times during your career where you were earning more money, but you're probably more comfortable in your situation now than maybe any other situation, correct?
Try the reverse.
No, what I'm saying is you're happy.
I'm just telling you. It's right. A lot better now than ever.
Right. You're happier now than ever because you're in the right place. It's not always about the money. It's not always about the affirmation. That's where Eric Spoelstra is.
In my case, it's both. Just saying. I just want to state it.
So you get to the right place. Eric Spoelstra's in the right place. The Heat know it. He know it. They move on together, and you're seeing the results right now. It's still mind blowing here at 10:15 in the morning on May 22nd that we're talking about this. It also says something about who the team is, who the players are, who the front office is, and who the coach are. And you have to give credit also when credit is due at the time that credit is due.
Spo gets all the credit in my eyes. Spo and Butler, because you also have to have a superstar that is willing to help others grow. And okay. The combination of Spo and Butler has been absolutely magical. For me, Spo is the best coach that we've ever had here, by the way. His resume is better than Pat Riley's in a heat.
Yes, I agree.
No, there's no doubt about that. I mean, shit, Butler has won more with less than Dwayne Wade. Okay. Nobody's won with less than Jimmy Butler. So to me, that combination has been one of the most beautiful things because, you know, Butler was kind of viewed as almost like a selfish player at times or that he's constantly fighting with people. And since he's gotten here, he is the most selfless player, selfless superstar
on the court
I have ever seen in my life.
On the court,
I've never seen this in my life. A superstar that is like yesterday, he didn't need the spotlight, he didn't need to score 30 points, he just needed to do this, you know, to the center. And to him, he's fine with Gabe getting 29 and Caleb doing his thing and all that shit. And just superstars are not like that, dude. That's just not normal of superstars. So to me, that's why they're succeeding. One, Spo's a genius, and then you've got the ultimate team superstar I have ever seen in my life.
I agree. But the difference is with Dwayne and Jimmy, and it is a difference because you know how things are measured. Dwayne has the rings. Jimmy doesn't have the rings yet. So he has to get the rings.
Stars. Jimmy doesn't have any stars.
It's still a ring thing. This league is still a ring thing. It's still about this.
I don't look at it that way because I don't blame Jimmy for not having a ring. Okay. It's not his fault.
I don't blame him. I'm just talking about the reality.
Bam and Goron got injured because we are learning, right, that the Lakers were the frauds in the bubble, not the Heat, right? We're all good out there, right, folks? The Lakers were the frauds in the bubble, not the Heat.
There were no frauds in the bubble. The final four teams that made the
fraud. No, because if there's no injuries, the Heat are the ones winning the damn title, not the
Lakers. But the bottom line is, in the bubble, the four teams that made the final four in the bubble or the four teams that made the final four this year, which shows that they are enduring franchises with the type of leadership at the top that can deliver you to this level. So anything about bubble fraud, we need to move on off of right now.
Ride the wave with me. They're getting swept over there on the Western Conference. Come on, Ira, ride the wave with me.
Yeah, they also they also beat the Warriors.
Frauds, the Heat are not frauds. They were frauds.
No fraud.
The Heat got injured.
No one's a fraud. You know what? I declare this a fraud-free Monday.
Is it any shot that Tyler Hero comes off the bench in the finals?
Well, if he can come back, number one.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Any shot if he can play. Because what's he going to play? 8, 10 minutes, 12 minutes?
Of course he does. Of course he does. Just because Kyle Lowry has already opened the path that you can contribute and do that. The bigger question on Orlando Alzagheri is, does he come off the bench next season? That's the bigger question. That's the question of team
continuity. I'm not worried about that right now.
What I'm saying is that's the long play. There's no concern. Tyler will come off the bench and play if he can. And you know what? Eric Spoelstra will coach the best 9-man rotation if it includes Tyler, God bless him. And if
I'm trying Tyler's ass this offseason, if I can unload Tyler, I will unload Tyler as fast as I possibly can. He's too fragile, doesn't last long in this league. Move on from his ass. And right now, all these guys are proven you don't need him. So move on. I'd be moving him. He doesn't hold up. That's what I would do. Forget about starting on the bench. I'd move his ass off this team next year. Him and Duncan, I'd move the salaries.
Damn, and that's why I enjoyed your last two movies, Horrible Bosses. But, hey, you do it how you want to do it.
Hey, man, hey, listen, they can produce other guys. They can find other guys. Why not? Why spend all that money on Tyler when he's unreliable? I mean, you've gone to the playoffs twice. You were a shot away from making to the finals. You are now going to go to the finals. And where is Tyler Hero to help you out?
Working his butt off, trying to get back from a broken hand that he made on a hustle play.
But I like that. I like that part of the sentence. Anyway, Kevin Love, how's the ankle?
I don't know if it's an ankle or it's a calf. He was wearing a stim pack walking out of the locker room yesterday, so I am curious about that. We're going to meet him. Matter of fact, that's where I had to go early today. We're going to meet with Spoelstra and the players at noon. We'll have a better sense. But let's face it, when it comes to injuries, everything is last minute in this league. But again, you talk about options. If you have to go without Kevin, not optimal, but hey, Caleb Martin you put in there. Honestly, Haywood Highsmith might be able to come off the bench and give you something. Again, we talk about contracts. We talk about players. We talk about finding fits. We talk about the front office's good job. I would have no issue if Haywood Highsmith has to step in. I think he can give you quality minutes also. This is a deep roster that has plug-and-play complementary pieces behind Bam and Jimmy.
All right. Good stuff there. What are you working on the Sentinel leading up to the game tomorrow?
You know, I wrote a column on Jaylen Brown's comment last night that the Heat are sort of playing over their heads and overachieving, you know, and maybe they're not. Maybe they're just better. Maybe they're just this good. Maybe guys like Gabe Vincent and Max Strus and Duncan Robinson and Caleb Martin don't have to apologize to anyone. Maybe because they don't have the credentials of a Jaylen Brown or a Jason Tatum for this moment, in this style and these type of games, they're more than good enough. And they're showing that right now, and God bless them. So I wrote a story on that. I wrote a story on my Ask Ira about where do the Heat go right now when it comes to the coaching matchup? Really, where do the Celtics go right now? And man, Joe Mazzulla, that's a tough thing. Like you said, you're facing John Wooden. You're facing one of the all-timers, and you're trying to figure it out at 34 years old. It's really hard. I remember a 34-year-old Orlando Alzagheri on some station so far on the end of the dial, it was four digits. When you're young, you have to take your lumps. You have to deal with it. You go into the conference finals with a 34-year-old head coach, this is what you're going to get.
Yep. Yep. That's right. And he was making less money. All right. Follow him on Twitter at Ira Heatbeat and catch his work there at the South Florida Sun Sentinel. Ira, as always, thank you, my friend. We'll catch up next week.
Catch up next week to yell at you again. Thank you, Big O.
Thank you, sir. There you go. Acura Pembroke Pines, 15601. Pines Boulevard, they got a lot that is loaded, baby. Brand new vehicles, certified pre-owned vehicles. Get on down there. Tell them that Big O sent you. Larry Schlossberg, Pat Nasto, Tony Stampone. They know how to get it done at Craig Zinn's Acura of Pembroke Pines.